The Australian Securities and Investments Commission is often accused of being ineffective and more inclined to do deals with big banks than behaving like the top cop on the beat. But that could change with ASIC given new, tough powers to embed its own enforcement staff into the big four banks and the wealth manager AMP, thanks to a $70 million budget boost from the federal government announced today. Given the backdrop of the Financial Services Royal Commission and the almost daily revelations of misconduct, the big question is whether ASIC will be better placed to beat corporate crooks at their own game. ASIC's newly appointed chairman, James Shipton, is heading a major reset for the watchdog, and in his first major broadcast interview, he spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, James Shipton, explain how ASIC will be able to embed staff into the big banks and, of course, AMP.
We will be embedding a team of around 20 people into the headquarters, to start with, of the large financial institutions in Australia. If we have this more physical, more embedded approach, we believe that we will be able to better assess the challenges, the faults, the governance questions, so that then we can apply different regulatory responses.
Where would these embedded staff be and how high up? In the boardroom, at the executive level, middle management, within the CEO staff?
Well, we're going to start with headquarters, but that's the start. We're going to be starting with the leadership group because the initial focus is going to be around governance structures, particularly reporting structures of misconduct and conduct that doesn't meet community expectations. But longer term, we will go anywhere and speak to anybody in an organisation to get a better assessment of the business practices of these financial institutions.
So initially very high up in the bank at top management levels, which would include CEO level.
Absolutely, because we need to better understand what is going on inside these financial institutions, starting with their leadership group, because then we will be better positioned to respond to the harms, the cultural challenges inside these organisations.
So is there any particular bank that's going to be first cab or, I suppose, bank off the rank?
They're all going to be the first bank or financial institution off the rank. We're also including AMP as a part of the exercise. But essentially, we're going to start in the weeks ahead to pre-plan, pre-deploy our supervisory teams in both financial institutions and scoping in the superannuation space, so that we can actually start this supervisory regulatory approach, which will build upon our historical usage of surveillance tools.
So this will get underway in the coming weeks?
Absolutely. We want to have our supervisory officers physically inside these financial institutions by the end of this month.
There's been some criticism that in the past ASIC has actually been too close to the banks and has been reluctant to be a tough regulator. Is that a fair criticism?
I don't think that's a fair criticism. But one thing we always have to be aware of as a regulator and attuned to is regulatory capture. And that can have a detrimental consequence.
So given that you're about 6 months into the job, have you seen any evidence that ASIC may have been captured, ASIC may have been too close to the banks?
No, I've seen no evidence of that. I've been incredibly impressed with the dedication and commitment of the fine men and women at ASIC.
Now, ASIC's been criticised for doing deals with banks via enforceable undertakings rather than always taking harsher actions. So are there cases where you concede ASIC could have, should have been tougher?
No, I don't think that's the case. Court enforceable undertakings are an important enforcement tool which we will utilise in the future.
But what about even tougher action you can take against banks and wealth managers like AMP, the nuclear option of cancelling a bank's licence? What would it take to make you do that?
That really is an extreme level of malfeasance, and that is something that we would only do when there is the heightened extreme, the outlier of extreme bad behaviour.
But given what we've seen at the Royal Commission, evidence of unlawful, unethical, perhaps criminal behaviour, have you seen anything that would make you consider cancelling a bank's licence?
I'm not going to prejudge any particular situation, except to say we have been seeing bad behaviour, malfeasance, unacceptable conduct well before the Royal Commission shone a very important light on these behaviours. We have processes which will consider all of the available enforcement options and we will sort of execute on that.
Now, banks have very strong legal departments and corporate affairs divisions that might find ways around the ASIC embedding. They're probably working right now on how to handle this. But are you expecting full cooperation from the banks and AMP?
Absolutely. We are expecting full cooperation.
So given these new corporate powers, how long is it going to be before you can really say you're a tough corporate cop?
Oh, we are a tough regulator right now. Now, yes, of course, we've got to build up and work through a body of work, but right now, that's how we see ourselves.
And that's the chairman of the corporate regulator, ASIC, James Shipton, in his first major broadcast interview, speaking there with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.